Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. I think it's fair to say that the genders have different views when it comes to money. There are different challenges, different opportunities, different societal norms. There are differences. So, how can women build wealth in a way that meets their needs, their challenges, all that, that aren't necessarily being met in the current context for personal finance? Hadriana Leo is a personal finance coach. She is the founder of Money Navigator, and she wrote a book specifically for women called Becoming a Wealthy Woman on Purpose, Your Guide to Creating Wealth Confidently and Unapologetically, which I love. She joins us now from Pickering, Ontario. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Nice to be here. And we have so much to talk about in so little time.
So much in so little time, but we have to start with the title. I think I could spend 10 minutes talking to you about the title because there's so much in the title. What does it mean to you to become a wealthy woman?
Yeah, I think it starts with my beautiful take on the definition of wealth. And to me, wealth is wellness. Wealth is wholeness. So anytime I'm doing my journaling, one of my hashtags is healthy, wealthy, whole. To me, that is all encompassing. And being wealthy is being well in a full, all encompassing way. That I can see the world, I can serve the world, and I can still enjoy my life. That's me, wealthy.
So you could take the case then that someone sitting on a seven-figure portfolio, by your definition, is not wealthy.
Could be flat broke, to be honest with you. And yes, that is the truth. It's not all defined by dollars and cents.
Unapologetically features in your book title. What does that mean to you?
It kind of plays to the typical Canadian characteristic where we apologize a lot.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But you were also looking at, I was teasing you there. You're also using that word in the context of a book about women and wealth.
Absolutely. It's not only are women constantly apologizing for who they are or for how they see the world, we seem to apologize for even wanting to ask questions and asking to be seen and heard. So I think especially when it pertains to personal finance, money, wealth conversations, we need to step up and say, well, you know what? I'm here and I will be catered to. I will ask my questions and not apologize. I will show up and make some moolah and not apologize for it either.
You have something called the CARE methodology. So clarity, alignment, results, and evolution. What's clarity mean for you in this context?
It's vision. It's vision, where you want to go, where you are, and where you're coming from. It's really taking a crystal clear approach to where you are in finance. What do you want? And not what someone else says you should want, but what do you actually want? What does it mean to you? And where do you see yourself going? Clarity, crystal clear. Take it from someone who's worn corrective lenses for a long time. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Big deal. Okay. So clarity, alignment.
Yeah. It needs to fit. It's not every strategy out there that is going to be the strategy for you. And I find so many women, they want to try crypto, but they're afraid. I'm like, there are so many strategies available and so many different ways that you can interact and still win within personal finances. So how about exploring the one that actually fits you, the one that's going to help you have a nice, comfortable ride along the wealth journey, and it's aligned for you. It can actually be customized to work for you. That's alignment.
Results. I bet your answer is not going to be a simple dollars and cents one here. How do you define results?
Yeah. How could it be dollars and cents when that's not the full measure? Right. So yes, we want to accumulate assets. That would be wonderful. But how are you sleeping while you're doing that? What is it costing you in family time while you're doing that? I think we need to measure the results of our wealth journeys through all of the places where we get to touch and interact with the things that are important to us. So perhaps you are a single woman and you don't have children. So spending time with kids is not a factor in your results. But what is important and what is the cost to you in creating that wealth outcome? We need to be able to measure that and acknowledge there is an actual cost.
Evolution is the E in care. What does that mean for you? I assume you're not talking about Darwin.
Well, yeah, me and Darwin aren't great friends. However, we need to keep looking to the next level. We cannot afford to just sit where we are and think that it's done. There will be a next level of growth in our thinking, in our outcomes, in opportunities that come our way. And we need to evolve as we mature in our wealth journey. We can't stay stuck.
When you think about the Hadriana of, I don't know, the right time horizon, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and if you were to have given her this book, which of these four things do you think she would have had the hardest time engaging on and transforming in her life?
I'd definitely say alignment. I would certainly say alignment, because there has been significant conflict that I had to resolve along my wealth journey that came from my past that I did not attend to, and therefore put me at odds with some of the strategies I wanted to deploy, at least based on how they were presented to me. So alignment would have been quite a journey for me. And to some degree, it still is, depending on the opportunities that show up.
Sure. The book includes journal prompts, which I love. I love a book that I can write in and think about and come back to. Can you give us some examples of those prompts and why you designed your book in that way?
Yes, it's actually being one of the favorites that my readers are really enjoying, these journal prompts. The intention there was to actually give you some time to mull over what you just read and make it practical, make it realistic for you. So one prompt would be, what aspects of your money experience are bringing you joy, peace, and flow? Of course, you can imagine that's part of the alignment section of the book. Another journal prompt would be in our clarity section. What areas of the care methodology do you think you need to focus on the most? And where do you feel strong? And that's one of the areas that I think women need to also acknowledge. We know everything that's wrong, but what about the things that are actually right? You already have some pretty awesome superpowers there for you to use. So where do you feel strong and how can we leverage that?
I want to come back to another word from your title. See, I said I could spend the whole segment talking about the title of your book. Confidently, confidence. So this is something that is spoken about a lot in money in general, but in particular, when we look at it through the lens of gender, because there is data that shows that women are less likely, and I'm intentionally not going to use the word confident here, but less likely to ask for a raise, less likely to sometimes ask questions in a meeting with a financial advisor. What is the source of confidence in your view?
Yes, and that comes from when you take the time to get clarity. I like to say to people, there are things I wouldn't ask for myself, but if my child needs it, you bet I'm going after it. When we have a reason to do what we do, we can confidently step out and do the asking, do the telling, do the, yeah, that's not good enough, go back and come again, without having to second guess ourselves. We need to be confident as women, and we get that confidence when we have a reason that is strong enough, that speaks to our passions, that speaks to our impact, our innate desires. When we find that, confidence is like a no-brainer. Just get out of her way, like move.
Yes. Just before we go, I want to ask you one last question. Almost the end of your book, you have a section called Contentment and Hunger, the Happy Medium. What role does hunger play?
Oh, you gotta want it. You absolutely need to want whatever it is you're going after, and not necessarily the dollar value, but the results, the experience, the outcome that you will get from your wealth. You need to salivate for it. In fact, it has to not be optional. And when we take our time to work in the clarity section, we uncover that thing that's just not optional. When we uncover that, the hunger is built, we fuel that fire, and we go after our wealth.
I feel like my computer screen is smoking because I can feel the fire that you are putting off with your extraordinary passion and energy. Hadrianna, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bruce.
Hadrianna Leo is the author of Becoming a Wealthy Woman on Purpose, your guide to creating wealth confidently and unapologetically.